Well, this back-to-school stuff, it seems to be starting earlier and earlier. Is it just me?
Well, retailers tell us that the 4th of July is to back-to-school shopping what Black Friday is to the winter holiday shopping. So we're in the thick of it.
And it feels like this is, generally speaking, separated into a couple of categories, clothes and supplies. And let's start with clothes. Kids themselves probably a bit more concerned about this, along with the backpacks and the lunchboxes. That's their chance to make a statement. For parents, are there ways to keep costs down in this area that they have to spend on?
Well, one of the things that I'm hearing from parents is that they are, for in terms of clothing, they're including consignment stores and swap shops with schools with other parents, especially if kids go to a school that has a uniform. But when it comes to things like the lunch boxes and the backpacks, that this is the time when kids can make a personality statement, that they can show their own taste, and that is a more of a branding opportunity.
On the other side of things, with supplies, that seems pretty straightforward. But as you note in your piece, you know, more schools are now asking parents to chip in for things beyond their kids' basic needs, correct?
They are. There are typically two categories of items that schools are asking parents to provide, and the list is growing longer as budgets get strapped in schools. And first are things that you absolutely must supply, such as composition books and pencils and things like that. And then there is a list of items that they are asking parents who are able to contribute for the classroom to share, such as tissues and paper towels and glue sticks and big boxes of crayons.
So maybe as you're spending a bit more on supplies, you're also likely to have to open the wallet a bit more these days for tech as well, right?
Especially if you have a kid who's going to college. Absolutely. And that's why the cost of sending a kid off to college is way more than sending the little one off to kindergarten.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw that in your piece, and it kind of shocked me. I guess I knew that intuitively, that sending a kid to college was more expensive, but was a little bit surprised by just how much.
Yeah, it's significant. And also, that's because a lot of college kids live off campus. So when you're talking about laptop and books and things like that, that you're also talking about dish laundry detergent and the kinds of household items that college kids need.
Having said all of that, experts still say people are going to spend about the same this year or slightly more. Where are people making up the difference for the additional supplies, the tech, and things like that?
Well, I was wondering about this myself, Tom, and then I drove past the gas station today, and I saw that gas was $1.99 a gallon, and I think that is one source of disposable income that is available to people who just need to spend a little more. And I also think that parents have gotten really, really great at shifting costs. And what we had mentioned before, shopping for clothes at consignment stores and sharing with other parents. And schools are helping out with uniforms, which are a lot more expensive than so-called fashionable street clothes for kids to wear to school. They cost much less for a polo and a pair of khakis than you might spend to have to dress your kid in a different outfit every day of the week.
And obviously there's also the traditional way of just shopping around, looking for coupons, using every tool at your disposal. And there are a wide array of tools now available to make things a little bit easier and a little bit cheaper.
It is. I mean, we are seeing, and surveys are bearing this out, that there are so many more resources in determining the best deal. The shoppers are still, looking at the TV ads, the ads that they hear on the radio, newspaper circulars, but they also are looking to their Facebook friends, and there are groups for parents, and one such group is a group for moms in North Wilmington, where they're very generous about sharing shopping tips with one another. And also they're looking on Pinterest for ideas for everything from clothes to cool snacks to send along with your kid. Resources are far-flung, varied, and highly accessible.
Any really, really good deals that you've seen so far out there that people can take advantage of?
Oh, my, yes. At Staples, they are offering 25% across the board on school supplies if you buy a backpack. Walmart is a very deep discounter on electronics. Including prepaid smartphones. The Samsung Galaxy prepaid smartphone is discounted from $300 to $150, half price. And at Kohl's, kids' backpacks with such themes as My Little Pony and Spider-Man and, you know, the recently released The Secret Life of Pets are half price, and that's $14.99.
Well, Eileen Dalabrida, great information as always. Thanks again for your time this week.
Thanks, Tom.